It's been another big morning for Victoria, with an additional 532 cases of COVID-19 being recorded over the past 24 hours. It's the highest daily total since the start of the pandemic, and there are growing fears that the deaths will continue to rise given the increased outbreaks in aged care facilities. Yet there is some hope. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton said that today may be the peak of the second wave for Victoria. Andrew Herlinger asked Dr. Sasha Stelzer-Braid from the University of New South Wales whether she thought we were seeing a peak in this second wave.
So they've locked down, and that was a few weeks ago, and they brought in mandatory masks, which was last Wednesday. So the difficulty with this particular virus is there's a fairly long incubation period, so average is about 4 to 5 days. Some people may not get tested until 7 days. We have to wait about a week or 10 days before any intervention that we bring in, before those things start to make a difference in the numbers. And so I think it's still a bit too early to say whether this will be the peak. I mean, you would certainly hope so, because the numbers are definitely concerning, but I think it's still too early to see a difference with the mandatory masks.
Every citizen in Australia has been told that they are not to attend work if they have any COVID-19 symptoms. Why then is Victoria having most of their cases come from workplaces?
I mean, we've seen outbreaks of coronavirus in enclosed environments, so it doesn't often spread as well outdoors, but indoors, for example, aged care homes. In New South Wales, we've seen the Crossroads Hotel, which was an indoor environment, lots of people, not social distancing probably, very effectively. And restaurants. So another example is the Thai Rock restaurant. So where you have people indoors, particularly in winter, having casual contact with each other, that's a sort of highly transmissible environment. And I think it just reminds us that this virus is very infectious, and particularly in certain conditions and perhaps in certain workplaces, we need to be really, really careful, in hospitals, in aged care facilities. And so, people do have to still be mindful and practice social distancing, and that includes when you're at work, washing your hands and not going into work if you're feeling sick or if you've had a COVID test.
What sort of policies could we be implementing to reduce community transmission?
This is a new virus. We're learning things about this virus all the time. It emerged from China towards the end of last year. And so all viruses behave differently in terms of their survival in the environment and how they'll be transmitted from one person to another. So we're learning things about that all the time. And for example, the discussion around masks has really evolved as more and more evidence comes in for their effectiveness. So I think the mask is a really good initiative that Victoria has taken, so mandatory masks. And that's more to protect other people from the source or the wearer. So rather than protecting you from breathing in virus particles, it's to stop you from exhaling those particles out into the air. So we're sort of changing the way that we think about wearing masks and the way that we understand their effectiveness. And so I think masks is a really, really good one. And we just have to keep reminding everyone about those other things that we know that work really well, the physical distancing, the hand washing, and make sure that that's getting out to all community groups and to all age groups.
Victoria has shown the dangers of community transmission with the rising number of deaths and cases. What should states like New South Wales be telling their citizens to ensure that the low rates of community transmission stay that way?
I mean, I think in New South Wales we're in a really good position. We do a lot of contact tracing. Our contact tracing is really world class and very, very effective, and it's comprehensive. We do a lot of testing, so the diagnostic labs do a lot thousands of tests every single day for coronavirus. So, and, you know, people are quite willing to go and get tested. So that's important as well, because you need to have that agreement from the community that they're actually going to go out and get tested if they have any symptoms. So I think we are in a really good place. Our numbers are still quite low. We do have some community transmission, but as I said, I think the contact tracing is excellent, and that's really going to be the key in keeping the numbers down, is that, you know, you trace all of the potential contacts of that person and they are told to isolate.
Dr. Sasha Stelzer-Braid, Senior Postdoctoral Scientist at the University of New South Wales, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.